Well, good morning. 741 Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, ace. Oh, well, we should probably get to it because, of course, we're running behind all morning this morning because we're talking about God knows what. Your
it's
topic
what
of the day.
It's
yeah,
what
it's
we
what
do.
We do. Constantly. Just gets boss man Bill so angry. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. Who is hiring? Check out more. Special-lite.com. Start a new career today with an amazing company. What tool, device, or appliance do you wish you would have bought earlier in your life? All right, this is something. You have three tool devices and or appliances that you wish you would have bought sooner?
You struck it hard this morning, Brock, because there's a few things I'm like, dude, people need these. People need them.
You are a gadget kind of like, you like buying things that make life easier. Not saying you're lazy. I just say it.
These are just three that came to mind right off the bat when you told me this.
All right.
I'm going to start off with the beach chair. Dude, one of the most crucial things if you ever go to the beach, just do yourself a
now,
favor.
You're talking like the actual beach chair that leans the right, not just like a lawn right. chair, right? You want
get
a
the,
beach
get the
chair.
One that's adjustable, too. The back adjusts.
Yep.
Nobody likes the fixed beach chair because you like to lean back once in a while. But yep. I'm telling you, once I got that thing, I'm like, what am I even doing my whole life? Laying on the sand like a fool?
Look at me. I'm covered in sand. I got it in my
Never
ass crack.
Never comfortable, dude.
What was I doing with my life? This is unbelievable. Yes.
Crucial.
Okay, right. good answer.
Number two, I bought this recently. Haven't used it yet, but if I would have bought it 5 years ago, that thing would have been dead by now because I would have used it so much. It's a portable car jump starter. So you know those like power packs that you have for your phone that like charge your phone?
Yep.
Like a power bank or whatever. Now imagine that like three or four times the size.
Yeah.
And you can plug, it comes with jumper cables. You can plug into it. Boom, it just surges your battery. So if your battery dies, dude, I had a terrible battery last year. I just didn't want to bite the bullet to buy a new battery, which was like $180 or something stupid. And I just kept jumping my car. If I would have had that thing, never would have had to worry. So, yeah, that's one of the greatest things I bought recently. Another one, the last one, a projector. I love my projector, man. I use it every single day.
That's an interesting answer because I feel like some people like the idea of a projector but don't get the full effects of it because, one, they don't set it up right. You got your setup pretty dope. So it makes sense.
And it's in the basement, so there's not a bunch of light. There's not a bunch of natural sunlight coming into the basement, so it works out. But do yourself a favor. If you have the right setup, spend some money. Don't get the $100 projector. Trust me, you're not going to be happy. Oh, this projector sucks. It's because you spent $100. Spend some coin. Get a nice projector. You won't look back.
Damn.
I got a 90-inch screen in my basement. It looks just as good as anybody's TV.
Awesome. Porn looks fantastic on there. It's great.
Wow.
Wow. Some big boobies. I am very embarrassed because you came in swinging with great answers, and mine is super embarrassing compared to yours.
Egg cooker, is it?
Obviously, that one's without saying. Come on now. No, it's a shower foot brush.
Even worse than the egg cooker.
Honestly,
went with the egg cooker.
I should have just, as soon as you started talking though? With the first one. But
I don't have one, and I've always seen them, and I'm like, yeah, it looks fantastic.
So let me tell you about me, all right? I hate dirty feet.
Dirty-ass. You don't wear socks. You need one.
So and that's the thing. Is there, I mow my lawn in flip-flops because I like to live on the edge, and I don't mind losing a toe. But like I'm always barefoot going around. You know, I like wearing flip-flops. My feet do get dirty. However, that
Some
doesn't
dirty
mean I'm
festival feet. That's what you get.
Yeah, that patchouli wearing son of a bitch with his dirty festival feet. So the thing is, though, is that it's fine to have dirty feet out in life, but when I get home, I like clean feet. Even if I don't take a shower, I'll still hop in the shower and do my foot brushing, okay? Because then I have clean feet inside my home, all right?
Here's my question. Do the suction cups work?
They work actually really well. They work almost too well because of the moisture in there. Dude, you could hang a fat broad off that, man. That thing is not going anywhere. You could pull something out of the mud with the suction of those suction cups. And there's something so nice. So you're scrubbing up, all right. You're singing your little I'm in a shower, cleaning my pits and getting my butt.
Now you just need a scrub for the rest of your body.
If they made a full body scrub that like mounted to the wall. Dude, why don't they have something like
something
that?
You just dive through. Right? Just
like
dive
a wall-mounted loofah? Dude, forget about it. But yes, it wasn't expensive. And folks, I'm telling you, when you have just squeaky, clean feet and you go to bed and you're like, oh God, my feet are so clean. Like what some people do with their feet when they get into bed. That's why, honestly, I hate camping. One of the main reasons is because Kiki always gets into the bed with dirty ass feet.
Do you get a lot of calluses on your feet? You get calloused feet.
Dude, these little baby feet of mine, they're like my hands, all right? I have they
soft.
Are,
you got soft feet.
I got business feet.
Some people got some
feet,
real callous feet, dude. Did you just run across the Sahara? Why is your feet so callous?
I wake up every morning, I kick a brick wall for an hour. That's how I toughen them up real good.
Grandma used to fill the pet egg, dude. My God. That's like half my foot in that thing.
No, I have businessman feet. They're super soft and they're clean. My baby daughter has dirtier feet than I do. She has rougher, dirtier feet than I do. It's insane.
That's embarrassing.
Don't you shut up. All right. So that's my embarrassing answer, and that's going to do it for right now. Let's take a break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What tool, device, and or appliance do you wish you would have bought earlier in life? We'll be back with more. It's WIRX.
Everything that rocks.
Here we go.
Yeah, all right, let's get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. What tool, device, or appliance do you wish you would have bought earlier in life?
Oculus,
that's true. You know, but I think you kind of got on that pretty quick, though. You know, yeah, it's not like you waited that long, you know. Yeah, anyway. We did get a great phone call because something in my studio went wrong. I didn't get it recorded, but one of our favorites called in and said a mini fridge in his bedroom, which, I mean, you're living a different kind of life right there. All right.
Dude, that's pretty nice. You know what's nice about the mini fridge? You put put six pans of soda in there.
Candy bars in the freezer.
You know what I used to have in the bedroom? I thought I was cool. This guy... Up me, man. I had one of those water tanks.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah, everybody, for some reason, when you go to sleep, you always get thirsty, you know? You always getting up, getting that glass of water. I used to be able to just reach over and...
Not bad. Not bad. You lazy son of a bitch.
I know, dude. So lazy. Now, if I could figure out how to not get up and go to the bathroom, that...
Right there. They do have. They're called bedpans, all right? And I just, you're not there yet. You're not there yet. The other thing he said was the jeans he got with, like, an extra pocket, like, you know, being able to carry stuff, which cargo pants, if you're not on the cargo pants train.
It's cargo, right?
No, come on now. You got them. Oh, we got some great answers on Facebook. What tool, device, or appliance do you wish you would have bought earlier in life? Laura said air fryer. God, everyone's on those air fryers, man. People just love them.
I'm telling you, Brock, you need to hop on board.
No, I got a deep fryer. You guys and your healthy. I'm healthier because mine's an air fryer. Get out of here. You're still eating fried food. Get out of here.
No, there's no oil.
Mine's healthier. My fried food is healthier than your fried food. Shut up. Josh said heated seats. Ooh. See, now that's a car upgrade. So maybe the next time you get a car, you get the heated seats. You know, you can buy the like the plug-in ones, right? That you just plug into the cigarette lighter and everything. So, yep.
You know, I always do like dead nut summer when it's like 99 degrees outside. Well, I'll be riding with the wife and I'll act like I'm changing the stereo, but I always put her heated seat
right
on
there.
The
God, it's hot. Jeez, my ass is so sweaty. What's going on?
Ah, you turn the seat on again, you.
This is the leather.
And then
the leather
cool
is
on.
Yeah, it takes forever, man. Jeez. Let's see. Scott said a waffle maker. You know, I've thought about getting a waffle maker, but it's like I don't know
just
if I
got
can.
One.
Yeah. Are you just
remember
doing
I
waffles
you the
in
picture
it?
A couple
yeah,
weeks ago?
That's right. You did. And one of your other dumb, like, I never know what you're sending me. It's like, oh, what did you get this?
It was National Waffle Day. Dude, I didn't have a waffle iron.
Yeah.
So I went and bought one. As soon as I bought it, you know, I fired it up and put a waffle in there or whatever, the mix or whatever, and sent a picture to Brock, and he just shook his head. He's like, geez.
I mean, like, I know people, like, this big trend on TikTok or whatever online is, like, to put all these different things in waffle makers, but I don't know.
Dude, it works.
Yeah.
Works phenomenally. Grilled cheese and a waffle iron, plus you get, like, the little grilled pocket things or whatever that the iron makes. Dude, I'm telling you. Get a waffle iron.
I don't think I could be a grown man saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to pick up a waffle maker. I feel like a toddler saying that.
Shut up.
Honey,
everybody
where's the
waffles? Nobody's judging you.
Where's the waffle maker? I want to have some waffles while I watch cartoons in my pajamas. Sheila said neck massager. Yeah, I'm sure that's what you're massaging, Sheila. I am, though, in that same vein, our brother-in-law that I have. Mm-hmm. He has the full-on massaging chair, like the one that, like the $8,000 one. What's that?
Like the one in the mall. My brother and
yes,
I had one
like
too.
That. Like that. All right. Like the $8,000 one that
the
gives
ones
you
that squeeze your legs.
Oh man! And
that's when you know you're getting a good massage chair is the one where it squeezes your calves.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Like, dude, the first time you get in that, where it starts squeezing your legs, I'm like, dude, is it going to stop? Is it going to crush me? Because, dude, this
freaking
this is
a out a little bit. Because all that would take is a short circuit of that thing to just keep just squeezing down. Yeah.
My legs!
Pops you like a zit. Yep. Right there. Let's see. Jennifer said Instant Pot. Matt said Leatherman Tool. What would you? I'm
Instant
surprised.
Pot? What's that?
That's the thing where, like,
so you open a package and you just have marijuana?
Yeah, no, that's it. Ah, it's the weed, man. No. The Instant Pot is like those, like a pressure cooker. Like it cooks things a lot faster. Yeah, like that. Like you can put a whole frozen turkey in and it cooks it like an hour. I don't know what it is, but
like,
you know,
my version
like
better.
Yeah, I think so better. You're just an idiot. Let's end with Mark's and what I think I'm surprised you didn't say was a bidet.
Ooh, yeah. Mark. See?
Going in.
There you go, Mark.
That's how
dude,
low.
Dude, that is the best answer this morning. I'm telling you, Brock.
Yeah. Yep. It's how second dude, nature your ass washing machine is that you didn't even think of it today.
Dude, it's that thing. They had Clint Eastwood zero those things that I'm telling you, it hits it perfectly.
Dirty Harry.
I'm telling you. Get one. I know I've ranted about this on the radio. I'm not gonna get all up in arms again, but dude, just do yourself a favor. Get a bidet. You can get one for like $25 on Amazon right now.
Sure. You know what? I try and squirt you in the ass with a squirt gun, and you get all bent out of shape, but you let a toilet do it. All right, that's fine.
Well,
just trying to have a little squirt gun fight. All right, we got to take a break. We got more coming up. It's Brock and Hunter. It's WIRX.